In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our Lord, in seeing this man, comes to this man who was born blind, and his disciples ask him, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? This speaks to the fact that we so often, in seeing the difficulties we have in life, in seeing the crosses we're given, in seeing our struggles, we look for a reason. We look for a source. Something we did, something someone else did. Maybe it was hereditary. Maybe it was from our parents. Maybe we were born with it. What's the cause of this? And the disciples of our Lord are seeking the same thing in these words. And our Lord, in a sense, avoids the question. He says, neither did this man sin nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. What is this work of God? He goes on, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And he proceeds then to heal this man, to give this man eyes, to give this man sight. So why was this man born blind? Our Lord answers, he was born blind so that this moment might occur, so that he could receive healing from me. Later on in the reading, the Pharisees say probably the only true thing they say in the whole story, which was, thou wast altogether born in sins. We're all altogether born in sins, right? So he was born blind, and he was born in sins. He was born blind physically, and he was born blind spiritually. But what happened? He was healed spiritually and physically, because in the end of the story, he bowed down and worshipped the Son of God, received faith, and was set on the path of salvation. The Pharisees, on the other hand, who weren't born blind physically, remained blind spiritually. So this man was born blind so that he might be spiritually healed, so that he might seek his healing physically in our Lord Jesus Christ, who alone can give complete healing. The next element in the story is our Lord's words. He says, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night comes when no one can work. This spiritual healing that we seek has a time limit. We can only seek it for a time while it is still day. Our Lord was referring, of course, to the time of his earthly ministry. This also refers to the time of our lives. If the spiritual healing that we seek is so much more important than the physical healing, and it can only be sought during our lifetime, therefore we must approach our Lord for healing during our lifetime, while the world still abides, before the night comes, the night of the end of our earthly lives, the night of the end of the world. The third element is the words of the blind man himself to the Pharisees when he says, no one has ever before given sight to one who is born blind. And therefore I know that this man is not a sinner. The fathers in their interpretations of this passage tell us the man literally didn't have eyes. So this was not just an ordinary healing. Our Lord was not just fixing an illness. He was filling in a lack. He was creating eyes capable of sight for this man who did not have them. And as such, he was proving that he is the creator who created the rest of the man previously, who created the rest of the world previously. He is the creator of all. Let us apply this to ourselves. The Pharisees told this man, thou wast altogether born in sins. We are altogether born in sins. He was also born with a physical affliction. We are also given many, many afflictions in our lives. Some of them come to us due to our own fault. Some of them don't. We can't really seek for fairness in life. Today is Prison Ministry Awareness Sunday. And that theme fits in nicely with this reading because many people who are in prison haven't necessarily found fairness in life. They're there for a variety of reasons. It may be a miscarriage of justice. It may be bias in the system. It may be something they've done that landed them justly in prison due to the circumstances in their life for a variety of reasons. That they grew up in a certain way, in a certain environment, and learned certain habits. It's hard to see earthly justice there. But if you look at that from the lens of who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind, you can begin to get the smallest glimpse of how God's providence acts in the world. That whether it is being in prison and the associated difficulties in life, or the difficulties, usually somewhat smaller, that many of us have in our lives, illnesses that come upon us, illnesses we have from birth, particular passions that we fight with. If we have a predilection to alcoholism, if we have a predilection to various temptations of the flesh, natural or unnatural, whatever it is that we're fighting against, even if it is genetic, as they might say, why does God allow this to happen? And the answer is, that the works of God might be made manifest in us. In other words, that these things would give us a reason to want to come to God, would give us a reason to turn to Him and come to Him where we otherwise might not have. And then when we turn to Him, He heals us not only of our physical ailments, which cause us to come to Him, but also of the ailments of our soul, which consists mostly in that wall that we put up between ourselves and Him, in separating ourselves from Him. That's the ailment the Pharisees had. The contrast to their, "Thou wast altogether born in sin," they told this man, was the implied subtext was, "And we weren't." They're wrong in that, right? We all have this wall between us and God. We all need that connection, that communion with God to reinvigorate us, to save us, to give us His life. And so often these afflictions are given us, so we'll turn to Him and receive that which is even more important. The night cometh when no man can work. We need to come now. Whatever it is we see in our life, we have to take advantage of it now and come to God so He can heal us now, because we don't know when the night is going to come for us. We don't know when we will no longer have time to repent and turn to Him because our life is over, or because we simply no longer feel the motivation. That can easily happen at almost any time. We don't know. But the good news, He is the one who created us out of nothing. Let that sink in. He created this blind man, and therefore He could make the eyes for this blind man that he was born without. So He created each and every one of us. And if we're in a situation where, for instance, let's say we struggle with alcoholism, there's a lack in us of this ability to fight that. He can create that too. And that can apply to every other ailment I've mentioned. Whatever it is you struggle with, He can create that in you too. He can fix that. He doesn't have to simply heal. He can create it anew. All you have to do is turn to Him. And in His time, when He sees that it's going to help you, He will do so. So, two takeaways. One, don't judge anybody. These Pharisees judged this blind man, and who was better off? The blind man was. Or the formerly blind man, I should say. We all have different things afflicting us physically and spiritually. We are not necessarily the cause of them. We might be, we might not be. The important thing is that God uses them to bring us to Him. So don't judge anyone else for the situations you see them in. Second, look at what it is that ails you, and use it now as something to come closer to God. When you see this, whatever the primary passion you see in yourselves, whether it is, I've mentioned alcoholism, whether it is addiction to impure things, whether it is unnatural desires, whether it is gluttony, whether it is this love of fancy foods, whether it is, I could go on. Fight it. Fight it. Make that the purpose of your life, to fight that thing, by asking God's help. Because only through Him can you fight it. And really only in Him will fighting it have any positive benefit for you. May God help us, through the prayers of all the saints, to step on this path and make progress through His help. And to remember, whenever we see all of the things that challenge us in the world, to remember to use them to our benefit and to the benefit of others. Amen. Christ is risen.
Christos
Voskresen.
Christos
Anesti.
Christos Anesti.